second one's about to go too.
No problem. I'll not keep you long, Paddy, at all. But obviously the unfolding, you know, scenes and, you know, events in Paris tonight. You know, tell us, you know, when did you first learn of, you know, what was going on?
Well, I was actually in an Irish bar, which is watching the match.
The Northern Ireland match, after, yeah.
The Republic of Ireland one.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
It was on, they were playing, you know, it was a qualifier, you
mm-hmm,
know.
Yeah.
And the next thing, I only been watching it for a while, the next thing we were walking out, and I saw all these lights, and then somebody had texted me to say there was shootings in Paris, and it was near La Republique, and knew that I was staying there.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing was all these sirens and light, you know, lights, and as we walked up towards everywhere was cordoned off.
Mm-hmm.
And then we stood at these traffic lights and didn't know what to do. And so the next thing, this car pulled up and it was a bathroom. This woman ran out in the bathroom. Next thing, the police started telling us to run. So we all ran down one of the streets. And but seemingly there was something hilarious and it happened somewhere else. We were coming around another way.
Mm-hmm.
And then we ended up, we got into an entry. And it was about four or five French people there. And they just sat there for about half an hour in the dark. And it was sort of like a closed entry. There was a door to it, you know.
Yeah.
It was like into a courthouse. It was in the, you know, beside a house. And then we sat there for about half an hour and the sirens were going off and there was armed police running up and down and stuff. And then next thing, this gentleman brought us into his house and we're still here at the moment. We're sitting here, about six of us, seven of us. And we can't get outside because everywhere's cordoned off.
Uh-huh.
And the hotel that I was staying is actually in the next block in La Republique, but I can't get back to it.
And you know, so what? Sorry, go on.
No, I'm just saying I can't. There's no window. I can't actually see out because there's a blind in the bottom part of the window here, so I can only see at the very top. But I can just see, you know, you can see lights, you know, sirens. There are sort of blue lights going up and down. You know?
Mm-hmm. What was the emotion? You know, what were you thinking when you were told to run? You know,
it was panic. It was just total panic because you know, we didn't know what was going on. Like, there was all these. I mean, I was actually tweeting at the time. I was taking photographs and tweeting them, and thinking, you know, there's something. I'd heard there was a couple of people shot, but didn't hear that there was anybody killed.
You know, this was probably just a normal, you know, police scene almost.
Yeah, exactly. It was just sort of, I thought it was just something like that, and at the time, obviously, things had just happened. So, you know, there was more police cars coming up and there was fire engines and ambulances. So I was taking photographs and tweeting and just standing there. I wasn't that bothered until the car was found.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next thing was pandemonium as the police started shouting, you know, sort of with their waving with their arms. Everybody started into a major panic.
Yeah.
But it turned out actually there was something else that happened somewhere else and people were running from that.
Mm-hmm.
And, so I was I'm still a wee bit shaken, but not too bad now because I've been in this house now for the last hour.
Uh-huh. Obviously, you're aware of, you know, what has gone on around the city of Paris tonight.
Absolutely, I'm getting it. Yeah, I'm getting all the tweets and you know, all the people here speak French, but you know, I'm sort of picking up bits and pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they're watching the news, and I'm getting a lot of people are tweeting, and I was on the Known show tonight as well. They contacted me, you know. So.
Yeah.
So they said, I'm getting updates from people all along, but it sounds like, I think it's only 40 people were killed or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the estimate so far. But, you know, and you know, what's your thinking now? You have said you've calmed down a wee bit, but, you know, when you start to take it in, you know, what are you thinking right now?
It's difficult to know. I just don't know what's going to happen because I don't even know whether I'm going to get out of the house here or, you know, as I said, it's, you know, because most of the people are speaking French, so I can't really speak a bit of French, but of course with all my accent, which is good around too
well. Yeah.
And you know, it's just sort of, you know, people are now a bit more relaxed, but they're watching, they're all sitting around watching on their iPod, they're watching the news, and constantly thinking about what's going on.
Yeah.
But I don't know why I'm going to get out of this place tonight or not, you know, but the guy here has brought us out, I don't think I know his name yet.
Yeah.
He's been so, so nice. And, you know, to bring us in, and he's sitting chatting with a couple of people at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so just, they're all pretty kind.
You've been brought in with a couple of people then?
Yeah, well, there's seven of us here.
Yeah, yeah. And Paddy, you're in Paris, you know, on a break, a holiday, or, you know, is it work?
Well, it was actually over in business. It was sort of like I said, I was up and did a number of things. I'd been in London, and like over here, I just was meeting a few people, and today, and then sort of I was going to come back on Sunday morning, if you can get back, you know.
Yeah.
I took the Eurostar from London. I'd been at a conference in London yesterday.
Yeah.
So I got the Eurostar over last night.
Mm-hmm. That's 100%, Paddy. No, I appreciate you taking the time to speak to us. And you know, wish you the best, and in getting out, seeing out the rest of the night, and obviously getting back to the country. Like, so, you know, good luck with that.
Okay.
And again, thank you for taking the call.
No problem, Michael. My pleasure. Cheers.
Thank you very much.
All the best. Cheers. Bye.